In Madison, Wisconsin today, the Dane County District Attorney is set to announce whether or not charges will be filed against white police officer Matt Kenney, who fatally shot the unarmed black 19-year-old Tony Robinson in early March after calls came in that the young man was behaving erratically and had assaulted two people. Unless you live there, you may have forgotten about the case because, unlike other shootings recently, Madison's police chief and Robinson family members were credited with tamping back any violent reaction. But today there will be this ruling. Gilman Halstead is a criminal justice reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. He's in Madison. And Gil, first of all, what's the feeling there?
Well, I think there is a lot of tense anticipation. But I believe that I think most people really think that charges will not be filed. A lot of people hope that they will be, including Tony Robinson's family and several community organizations that are part of the Young, Gifted, and Black Coalition, who have been holding demonstrations actually before this shooting happened, calling for reforms in police behavior and policies in African-American neighborhoods.
Well, remind us, just hours after Robinson was killed, Madison's police chief, Michael Koval, prayed with Tony Robinson's grandmother in the family driveway. And then later, this is some of what he had to say.
I would like to extend from me and the Madison Police Department, of course, our most sincerest condolences for the loss of that life.
Now, he later also defended the officer, Matt Kenney, but how much of an effect did his tone have at that time?
I think it had a big impact on the way the community reacted. But I think there's also, among the groups of in Madison itself, there is a commitment to hold people, hold officials accountable, but to hold demonstrations that sort of abide by traditional civil disobedience rules.
Yeah.
And we don't have any kind of history here of, unless you go back to the anti-war period, of any kind of vandalism or violence, kinds of situations.
There's also Tony Robinson's family. I mean, his uncle, Turin Carter, I remember, gave that extraordinary press conference, talked about having both faith in the system. And in Madison, I remember he said, this is a liberal community. And he called for peace, but also justice. Talk about the role of the family.
The family has played a big role, although over the past month or so, there's been a little less communication from them and more from the groups calling for reform. And there has been a shift as well. I mean, they have lost faith to a certain extent. And I think over the time that it's taken the district attorney to make his decision, they're concerned about some of the things about the way the investigation was carried out, and about some information that the police received because news media outlets had asked for it, that seemed to cast a bad light on the family in terms of their interactions with police in the past.
Yeah. Well, we understand that the family now plans to hold a news conference near the apartment house where Tony Robinson was shot, and then marched to the state capitol building today. After that announcement is expected, you know, later today. And they're also warning attendees to carry the number of an attorney. So we'll continue to follow this story. Gil Halstead, I know you will as well, a criminal justice reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me.